Now, the Upper Hunter is coming together on May the 5th across various different areas to commemorate the National Day of Remembrance for the Victims of Domestic Violence. And to give us all of the details this morning, I'm joined by the lovely Marina Lee Warner from Upper Hunter Homeless Support. Marina, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm fantastic after that introduction. Thanks, Jess. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you. Now, this happens every year in the Upper Hunter, and this year it's a little bit different, and I love that.
Yeah, it's terrific that all the other areas have got on board. So we're really excited that, as you said, on the first Wednesday in May at about 5:30 p.m, the community is going to be given the opportunity to pause and reflect and remember those victims of domestic violence, those people who've lost their lives to domestic violence. And it's something that we are talking about more and more. This year, we've got all the local areas of Singleton, Muswellbrook, Scone, Merriwar and Murrurundi who will all be holding their individual candlelight vigils at the same time.
That's awesome. So for anyone who may not be aware, I guess the day is an opportunity to talk about it and to, you know, think about those who have been in these situations where they probably is the last thing they expected to find themselves.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be, you know, the individual immediately affected. You might know somebody. So we'll be there with our information and our resources at most of these locations so that people can also get some information on how to respond to domestic violence in their community.
Because it can be quite tough. It can be challenging to know what to do.
Exactly. To know what to do, to know what to say, and
who to
a
call.
Lot of people are without that support.
Yeah, exactly right. So this is a great opportunity, and as you said, it's happening across various locations in the Upper Hunter. If you can't get to a location, I understand there are some being live streamed as well.
That's right. That's right. But could I run through the various
locations,
please,
Jess? Yes.
So in Muswellbrook on Wednesday the 5th at 5:30, it will be held outside the QE2 building. And that's Muswellbrook Council coming together with Upper Hunter Homeless Support and Upper Hunter Community Services to bring that event to you. In Singleton, it will be at the Neighbourhood Centre in Mary Street. In Scone, it will be at Elizabeth Park, and that's in conjunction with the Scone Neighbourhood Centre and Upper Hunter Shire Council. In Merriwar, it'll be at Venneker Street, outside the council building there, and the Merriwar CWA have been very instrumental in playing a part in it this year. And in Murrurundi, it will be outside the CWA building at 109 Main Street, Murrurundi. So it's just so exciting that there are so many organisations coming together to support this.
Exactly right. And to happen in all of those locations as well, you know, and with COVID and everything that we've been through, not being able to do this stuff over the last 12 months. So in this situation, do you need to RSVP or you can just turn up?
No, you can just turn up.
Okay, beautiful.
You can just turn up. I'm sure we can accommodate you on the night. We won't be providing, usually we provide a supper, but that's probably the only difference. We won't be doing that because that's still a little bit problematic at this time, but there'll be plenty of space for people to social distance. There'll be guest speakers on the night. So we often have a white ribbon ambassador or a speaker from, you know, the legal area. Or I know this year in Scone, we have a domestic violence survivor who's speaking. So there'll be lots of interesting different speakers at every location.
Yeah, fantastic. So to get more information, where's the best place to go?
Oh, you could give us a call at Upper Hunter Homeless Support on 6542 5051.
And of course, if you need some assistance or this has triggered something this morning, you can call the Domestic Violence Hotline on 1-800-656-463. And we will talk about this as the May the 5th gets a little bit closer as well. Marina, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jess.